Well, good Friday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. It's actually 10 o'clock in the morning where I'm at in Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, here this morning. But the market's about to close here for the day, and wanted to give you an update on how things traded for the week and kind of some things to be considering as we go into next week. You know, this week was a volatile week. We had certainly started out with the tensions in the Ukraine with Russia bombing several export facilities, both in Crimea as well, in Odessa as well as on the Danube River. We had some retaliation by the Ukraine as well. We've got news as the week ends that maybe there's going to be some sort of a corridor that's protected on the Black Sea. So we'll keep that all in the front page of the news, certainly as we go into next week and the week after. But as we ended the week, we kind of got a little tired. I think at the beginning of the week, we were talking a lot about heat as well. All the forecasts were for 90s and 100 degree temperatures to move across the Corn Belt. Today looks like the last day of that as we look at the forecast. And now as we move into next week, or at least into the weekend, temperatures quite a bit lower. Plus, the map this morning that Empire Weather's putting out shows pretty good chances of rain later in the day across the I-80 corridor, starting from Nebraska and working across to Iowa, northern Illinois, on into Michigan, Indiana. So we'll see if that comes about. Last night we did have some, at least some scattered rains in parts of eastern Illinois, Indiana, moving into Ohio this morning as well. So some of that hasn't been in the forecast, and so that may be leading to some of the selling we're seeing here as we end the week. But here's kind of a loose rundown. The market is not quite closed. We're about 5 minutes away as I'm recording this, but December corn is actually down 6 cents now for the week. November soybeans are down 20 cents for the week. September wheat up 6 cents in Chicago, but cotton just up 0.05 of a point here on the week. So not some huge changes except, we gave away most of the gains that we put on the first couple of days. As we finish the week, the dollar trading lower, the stock market posting some small gains, the livestock market posting gains again, hogs trading up to 103.20 in the August contract. Hogs were the ugly stepchild for a long time this calendar year as far as the meat markets went, but certainly the last 60 days that's flipped around and hogs have made new highs, continue to make new highs in their market. So let me give you the rundown here on how we finishing the day. September corn right now down 12 cents at 521.5. December down 12 at 530.5. August soybeans down 43.75. Remember, first notice day is early next week. They're at 1488. November soybeans down 15.5 at 1382.5. September Chicago wheat down 8.5 cents at 704. Kansas City SEP wheat down 9.25 at 857.25. Minneapolis September wheat down a dime at 894. December cotton up 12 points at 84.50. March cotton up 5 points at 84.64. September rice down 16 points at 15.63. October live cattle up a dime at 179.60. October feeder cattle up 65 cents at 251 even. October hogs up $1.77 at 85.02. The dollar index down about a tenth and a half. Crude oil steady at $79.65 a barrel. Gold up $17 an ounce at $19.59 an ounce. The Dow up 154 points at 35,586. This afternoon, after the market closes, we get the commitment of traders report. Show us where the funds net positions are. They are very reluctant to get long corn and wheat, it looks like. That's the kind of the bottom line. They have had some big short positions and bought those back a couple of times here, but they just are reluctant to get on the long side of these markets. And, you know, when you look at the potential ending stocks on corn, especially wheat as well, we just don't have a bull story there. Even if you take the corn yield down to 174, like Pro Farmer, Dr. Cordonier did this week, or 172, whatever number you want to plug in, you can still come up with a 2 billion bushel carryout number. So corn, wheat, just having a hard time turning around. Soybeans have had some strength, and we've seen some good export sales this week. China was in the market again today. Mexico was in the market. Unknown was in the market. That's the third straight day we've seen some bean sales. Next Thursday's weekly report is going to show some huge bean numbers sold. And so they're playing catch up, but And that's all for new crop, by the way. That's not for old crop. So, and that's going to happen. We need to sell some beans for new crop. China needs to buy beans for new crop. So it is happening, and it's we're seeing it happen right now. But here's we end the week. A lot of red on the screen. And so with that, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.